Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Diet. A search is underway for a 12-year-old child feared taken by a crocodile in a remote Northern Territory community. Police received reports of a missing child on Tuesday in an area 360 kilometres southwest of Darwin. The child was last seen swimming at Mango Creek. A United Nations official says around 250,000 people live in the areas in southern Gaza where Israel has ordered another mass evacuation. The Israeli army ordered the evacuation of Palestinians from much of Khan Yunis, a sign that troops are likely to launch a new ground assault into the Gaza Strip's second largest city, which suffered widespread devastation during an offensive earlier in the year. It was the third mass evacuation ordered in less than 3 months. Louise Wattridge is with UNRWA in Gaza.
It's another devastating blow to the humanitarian response here. It's another devastating blow for the people and the families on the ground. It seems that they are forcibly being displaced again and again.
The mother of a Bondi Junction stabbing victim says it was challenging for some family members to find mental health support. Elizabeth Young, mother of Jade Young, who died in the recent attack, says while some family members could immediately access support, it's taken more than 2 months for others to receive similar care. Mental health consumer and care advocates are calling for the government to address critical gaps in the mental health system. Ms. Young says it's been challenging to access support outside of New South Wales.
Within hours of her death, in the hideous aftermath, our New South Wales families were given unconditional support. But not all of us have been so fortunate. Our son PJ, who lives in Tasmania with his family, received no such treatment.
At least 116 people have been killed in a crowd crush while attending a Hindu gathering in a village in Uttar Pradesh in India. The incident occurred due to overcrowding, which caused a crush as people tried to leave the venue. Authorities said a large crowd had gathered in an area of open ground in response to a call from a local religious leader. A new project will aim to identify how workplace culture contributes to rates of sexual harassment. Led by the University of South Australia, it will develop a model of specific interventions designed to try to prevent sexual harassment. Sexual harassment costs the country $3.5 billion each year in lost productivity, legal claims and internal investigations. A police hunt is underway for a group of young males who fled the scene after a man was killed in a collision with a suspected stolen car. Two 15-year-old girls who were in that car are under police guard in hospital following the crash in Burwood in Melbourne's inner east last night. A man who was the sole occupant of the other car died at the scene. Police say several males from the vehicle, believed to be stolen, fled on foot after the collision. I'm Greg Dyett, and that's SBS News in Easy English.